Grace, mercy, and peace to you, the people of the Most High, from God our Father and from Him who lives and reigns, our Savior Jesus. And Isaiah, yes, he speaks of Jesus this evening and the joy that he brings. Isaiah says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor." And yes, a response. "I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God." Thus far, our text. Dear friends of Christ, you may have noticed, because you're observant people, that we lit a pink candle this past Sunday. Oh yes, it's something we've done for years and years and years. It's called tradition, and traditions are easy to kind of forget about. But we did light a pink candle this past Sunday. It's the only pink candle on the Advent wreath. Why is it pink? Well, somewhere way back, someone decided pink was going to be the color for joy. Are you joyful tonight? The color for joy, the color for rejoicing. Reminds us of the shepherds and how they heard the good news from the angel that a Savior was born, and in joy they went to see this amazing sight, and how in joy they went and they told of this amazing sight. There was joy and there was rejoicing. And so we lit a pink candle this past Sunday and this evening. The ancients called that Sunday Gaudete. Gaudete, the Latin word for rejoicing. It's a little bit of a break from all that repentance talk that John the Baptist had. A little bit of a break from that. For Advent is also a joyful time, a time of great anticipation, a time of great longing, a time that reminds us that joyful things and wonderful things are happy. Dear friends of Christ, are you joyful this evening? Gaudete, Christendom. Don't forget to rejoice in all of your tasks. You know, in this rejoicing, it took place in the lives of many people as Jesus the Savior came to them. Isaiah foresaw this 700 years before. He saw the joy that would come to the lives of people because of all the things that Jesus had done. Isaiah describes his ministry in chapter 61 of his prophecy. When Jesus arrived, Isaiah says, he brought the oil of gladness instead of mourning. When Jesus arrived, he brought the garments of praise. Garments of praise instead of mourning. When Jesus arrived, he brought rejoicing instead of dishonor. What did Jesus' ministry bring? Joy. He made people happy. And many of them rejoiced. And this evening, we can't help but maybe think of some of them to whom he brought joy. Remember the centurion? Horrible moment. What joy. Imagine the joy he had when his beloved servant was healed by Jesus. Imagine the rejoicing that came from him. Imagine the joy and rejoicing that came to that synagogue ruler named Jairus. When Jesus spoke those amazing words, "Talitha kumi," over his dead daughter, and he saw her arise. I don't imagine there wasn't a party in that house that night. Joy and rejoicing. Imagine the joy and rejoicing that father had, whose son was possessed by an evil demon spirit who kept throwing him into the fire. What horror in the family until Jesus released him from that. What joy and rejoicing must have come to that father, to that son, and to that family. Gaudete. And imagine the joy that man lowered through the roof had when Jesus looked at him and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, go home. And by the way, your sins are forgiven. You're right with God again." What joy he must have had. And then there was that moment in the book of Acts when Peter, in the name of Jesus, heals a lame beggar, and receiving that healing and standing on his legs for the first time, the text says of him, he was walking and singing and praising God. There was joy in the presence of Jesus. There was joy when Jesus arrived. There was joy. So much joy and rejoicing Jesus brought into the lives of people indeed. Isaiah speaks of it. That's the reason he came. He was anointed to bring good news to the poor. To bring good news. To bring blessing. And when those things arrive, there is joy and there is rejoicing. But they didn't just rejoice and have joy because an ear was healed. Or maybe a lame leg restored. No, Jesus went even farther than that. Through him, he gave them peace with God. Through him, they had forgiveness of all of their offenses. Through Jesus, they had redemption for their very souls. Through Jesus, they were given heaven itself. Through Jesus, they were clothed in new garments of righteousness and knew they were now right with God and all was well between heaven and earth. Yes, his joy was grounded in reconciliation. Gaudete. Pink candle. Remember, bring your traditions alive again. And it's true for us as well. Jesus causes joy in our lives. He brings rejoicing to our lives. For he tells you good things. He gives you good news. He tells you, fear not, for my wounds are the end of the law's curse for you. He tells you, fear not, for my cross is the end of God's wrath for you. For the Lord is happy with you. The Lord himself rejoices with you. Fear not, Jesus says, for I have washed you in a washing of my grace, in the cleansing flood of my grace. Fear not, for I have arrayed you in pure garments of my righteousness. He tells you, fear not, for I am always with you, even to the end of the age. And in those difficult moments of life, he comes to us again and says, fear not, my grace is sufficient for you. I will sustain you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41. Yes. Fear not, for your God is all-sufficient, all-sustaining, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-gracious. And he has you in his hands. Yes, even tonight. So light the pink candle in your soul. Light the pink candle in your heart. Gaudete. The Savior has come and restored us with God. The Savior has come and brought us good news. Let God's people rejoice in the Lord, in his good news. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds forever in him, our Savior Jesus, who lives and reigns, and in his joy. Amen.